This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The man who firebombed peaceful demonstrators on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall may still face the death penalty in federal court, CPR's Allison Sherry.
Mohamed Soleiman was already convicted of state charges and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. But he also faces federal hate crime charges, which could carry a death penalty sentence. Complicating matters is that his family, 5 children and an ex-wife, all have final deportation orders. But Soleiman's public defenders want them to participate in his case as witnesses if the federal government seeks the death penalty. A judge on Friday said he'll consider halting their deportations. But federal prosecutors say they're working on extending their stay temporarily until they make a decision. The family is out on immigration bond, and Soleiman remains in custody. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed a bill into law this week supporters say will make it easier for students at Colorado colleges and universities to access abortion medication. Starting in August 2027, schools with on-campus pharmacies will have to keep mifepristone and misoprostol in stock. Campuses without pharmacies will be required to write prescriptions for the drugs. The law will apply to both public and private schools, but those with religious affiliations can opt out. A warm and sunny weekend ahead for the Front Range, highs mostly in the 70s. It's 6:06, and you're listening to CPR News.